This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
But you say he's just a friend.
Boy, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Oi!
Florida Urgent, 8:15 on your beautiful Tuesday morning. Going to be 80 degrees today and sunny. 83 tomorrow, but some rain. And then rain all day Thursday and Friday. And my wife, Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. All Danielle wants us to do is, of course, she's a runner, 40 marathons, 20 half marathons, 60 overall. She just did Nashville, Tennessee 2 weeks ago. They're having a Mother's Day 5K race on Saturday by me in Bell Harbor in Rockaway. And she's like, you know, a really nice Mother's Day gift would be if you and Danielle and Ava and Gabe would run the race with me, which, of course, there's nothing I'd like to do less, to be honest. But I said yes. So Saturday morning, weather permitting, we're going to do the 5K Mother's Day run with Danielle. Remember that girl we played yesterday, Shai Albrecht?
Yes.
She said Donald Trump's got a big set of balls, blah, blah, blah.
Love her.
Love her, too. But she's in Maryland. She doesn't listen. She goes, hey, Sid, a follower just told me you shared my reel on your radio show yesterday. I'm going to start to listen to your talk show. I live in Maryland, but I hear people love you here and in New York. That's Shai Albrecht. And then many, many years ago, when I was hosting the midday show with Joe Beningo and Jody McDonald at WFAN, many years ago, a young man came into my studios. His father, Bob, brought him in to meet me and my partner. He was 7 years old, and his name was Zach Gelb. And now my boy Zach has gone on to become, out of Temple University, a big star. He's got a show on the CBS radio network. He does shows at WFAN. His father, Bob, is still a top sales guy. So he contacts me a couple of days ago, and he goes, I got this buddy. His name is Jeff Burke, and I think you'd love him, and he'd be great for your show. He does that occasionally, Zach, because even though he's doing sports, he's a proud Jewish kid and loves what I do here every day. So I said, sure, set it up. So he put the three of us on a text together, me and Jeffrey Burke, and Jeff and I had a couple of conversations, I think two. And that's all it took for Jeff to invite me to last night's Knick game, which I couldn't make. He's invited me again tomorrow night for game two, which I still can't make, but that's what a great guy this guy is. He does a lot of great stuff for the Jewish community. He's also friends with my friend Melissa Chapman, so making his debut right now on Sid and Friends in the Morning. The very handsome, I must say, Jeff Burke, almost like a young Robert Chambers. Anybody ever tell you that? Without killing the waitress Jennifer Levin, of course, in Central Park.
I've heard better.
Well, how are you, buddy?
Man, thanks for being here. I mean, letting me be here. This sure is the big time. And I think the only one happier with what you just said is Zach Gelb, who's going to grab those seats with me tomorrow night.
Oh, is he really going?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He's hoping
that's great.
Now.
How was that? You weren't all that far away, less than 2 miles, just like it was a couple nights ago with the Rangers and Knicks, from all these crazy protests. My daughter got stuck in the city. It was a mess last night. But being in that building, in that atmosphere with the playoff Knicks, you'd never know, right?
No, of course not. And furthermore, those protesters don't want any taste of the people that are inside the Garden during a game.
I wish they would come down there, and you guys would just go out and beat the living daylights out of them. People say to me all the time, you know, Sid, you're a big-time guy. You can't encourage violence. Nonsense.
They'll never show up there.
They would never would do that.
Masked.
Right? Yeah. So tell me about a few things that you're doing. First of all, I don't know all that much about you yet. I will. Mm-hmm. But are you involved in the handbag business?
That's right.
Okay. So tell me what that's all about.
Well, I'm going to guess that most of the people listening here are aware of Hermes, and they make a bag called the Birkin.
I actually have a fake Hermes belt, but it's fake.
Let's keep it between us girls. Well, anyway, they make this bag called the Birkin. It's extraordinarily difficult to get. You can't, no matter how much money you have, you can't just roll into Hermes.
You can't? So I can't go to Canal Street right now and get one of those bags?
You could get some fake one. Maybe the it's spelled B-Y-R-K-I-N. But from a distance, who cares?
Right.
And so there's a world called luxury resale. And arguably, my wife and I, largely her company, Privé Porter, is the biggest player in this resale marketplace. And part of our success has been this celebrity boom that we've been able to get a hold of for the last 10 years. Kris Jenner, Paris Hilton, Cardi B, Lil Baby, Offset. We could talk a little bit about Kanye West when I sold him a $275,000 Hermes Birkin.
You got a couple of people on that list I really despise, I got to be honest.
Oh, we could talk about that.
That's fine. So how does this business that you're in, all of a sudden, end up being a big story on Fox News, which involves anti-Semitism?
Well, it may seem crazy to a lot of people listening to this, but everybody here knows somebody who's a huge car collector, a huge watch collector, a huge wine collector. There's an alternative universe where these handbags go over crazy, crazy prices because there's a community that supports it.
Sure.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And not the most expensive bag, but a very, very high price that we sold, a very special bag to Kanye West. His girlfriend du jour at the time was Chaney Jones. I flew it out and delivered it to her myself. We sold it for $275,000. I was in her hotel room with her buddy, gave it to her, met Kanye on FaceTime. Just a normal, organic seamless event.
You still call him Kanye. I think he goes by Ye now.
I'm not sure the word I could use could be on the air right now,
how about
to be honest
dick?
With you.
He's a dick. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Blatant, irreversible anti-Semite.
Yeah.
And 4 months after is when he did his whole DEFCON Jews thing, and everyone's here today. I'm sure your listeners have heard you cover it over and over again. And the nonprofit, truthtells.org, we had already been getting a lot of press and a lot of coverage. I was going to do the main stage at CPAC for anti-Semitism. And with me and my wife, who is part Israeli, half Middle Eastern, don't let the bright blue eyes fool you. We just took all the proceeds from that sale and funneled them into the charity just to keep going. And that's what we did. We didn't want to touch that stanky money.
Wow. So you mentioned the website that you also own, not just, involved in the handbag luxury business, but you got this website. And I went to this website a couple of days ago and I love it. I think you spend a lot of time on this website. If I'm wrong, correct me, but you spend a lot of time on this website calling out politicians, congressmen who are anti-Israel, including a whole bunch of Jews on that. I mean, Gerald Nadler, for example, he's no good. Chuck Schumer's no good. Bernie Sanders is no good. So as far as I know, that website does a very good job of pointing out the politicians that are with us and against us. Is that right?
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Let me drill it down. And what it is specifically is every sitting Jewish congressman or politician, we're giving them a letter rating, no different than the NRA gives people politicians a letter rating on what they're truly doing or not doing to fight anti-Semitism. An example right now is what a lot of people probably don't understand is there's a Congressional Progressive Caucus, over 100 congressmen, run by Ilhan Omar's number two in charge. Rashida Tlaib is the vice president, a vice chairman.
Come on.
And the dynamic that I can't understand, whether I'm a conservative or a liberal Jew, which I'm certainly a Republican conservative Jew, is how this CPC has otherwise legacy congressman right here in New York, Jerry Nadler, goes in the public, castigates Omar for her behavior and the crazy crap she says, but silently, when it comes time every cycle to nominate and reaffirm leadership,
he doesn't.
Him and Jerry Cohen and Lois Nadler and Jamie Raskin, they just sit silently on their hands. They don't even tell their staffers who they're voting for.
I'm glad you said that. So a couple of days ago on my Instagram page, somebody, I don't know who this person is, I put up a picture. So it was me davening at the Western Wall, and then, like the Brady Bunch, three pictures to my right, AOC, you saw it, Omar, and Tlaib. And I said, any Jew that votes for a Democrat is a disgrace. Not misled, you're a disgrace. Some guy goes, you know, Sid, you're not really being fair when you consider Fetterman, Democrat, Gottheimer, Democrat. He mentioned Moskowitz, Jared Moskowitz, Democrat. They're all pro-Israel. And I said, yes, sir, but here's the point that you're missing, to your point. Jerry Nadler is okay with these people. You have to be pro-Israel and pro-American. Democrats are not pro-American. They spend their time every day destroying this country. So you got to be both. Republicans are pro-Israel and pro-American. There are Democrats that are pro-Israel. They're not pro-American. Does that not speak to exactly what you just said?
It speaks to exactly what I said, and if 30 seconds or less, I could address Gottheimer, who's right here in the tri-state area, my favorite punching bag, Jared Moskowitz, an Adam Schiff-like self-serving politician.
Well, Schiff's another one, right? He's Jewish, isn't he?
He's a senator. He's not on the CPC.
Oh, he's a senator, right.
He doesn't get a vote. Moskowitz and Gottheimer are not on the CPC, but you will remember when they tried to strip Ilhan Omar from her committees.
Yes, they did. Okay. Well, I thought they did.
Gottheimer, who's a self-proclaimed Jewish maverick, a la John McCain, and Jared Moskowitz, when it came time to strip her of her committees, they voted no. They voted down the party line, and it's just astonishing to me because her leadership position is what gives all the inertia. This, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all the rampant destruction and violence and protesting that's going on, there's a trail of breadcrumbs that goes all the way back to 2018 when these anti-Semite keyboard warriors, anti-American, anti-capitalist leaders like this, all the squad members came into office. The trail goes all the way back to 2018.
Well, tell me this, again, with Jeffrey Burke, and he owns him and his lovely wife, Privé Porter. That is the handbag business that they are in. But he's also started this really fantastic website, Truth Tells. Who got A's? Any of these congressmen really, really impress you that are on our side?
No.
Nobody got an A?
No.
I mean, not even a Republican?
Max Miller, a congressman from Illinois.
Okay.
Kustoff, a congressman from Tennessee.
You can keep it right here. I'm going to give you a couple of guys that are tremendous for us. Just go to Rockland County, Mike Lawler, and maybe the best of all on Long Island, Anthony D'Esposito. Neither one of those guys are Jewish, by the way.
No, I know.
But they stand up for Israel more than Jews like Bernie Sanders and Chuck Schumer combined.
No, I've had the opportunity to meet Mike Lawler a few times. I told you that I had a very short and aspiring run for that Kristen Gillibrand seat as a conservative Jew. And Lawler is one of the many, 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 many great Republicans I met.
So what happened with that? As far as I know, Mike Saproconi is still in that race. Josh Eisen. They really did a job on my friend Kara Kashanova. She's in court, not right. But what happened with you with that?
I want to be careful to my fellow New York GOP leaders that I still support.
Ed Cox is a friend of mine, too, so it's okay.
Ed is one of the first people that sent me on my mission. I went through, I flew into Ithaca, just like Lee Zeldin. I went to 31 different counties, all the GOP heads, and somebody from the people that brought you George Santos and Mazie Pillip in the Conservative Party suddenly had a huge problem with my temporary Florida residency.
So Joe Cairo was the guy that shot it down.
No.
Peter King.
I never had the opportunity to meet Mr. Cairo on the phone.
I name names on this show.
Jerry Kassar.
Yeah. Oh, no. So are you a Florida resident or a New York resident?
I'm a Florida resident. I mean, I was born in Queens, Bayside. As soon as college, I came back to Bayside. I also was a bartender in Queens with a finance
degree. On Bell Boulevard?
Yeah, I got hired and fired by damn near every bar on Bill Boulevard.
Yeah. I got my ass kicked once outside of Uno's. That's a good deal, right?
It wasn't me, but I did work at that pizzeria. I swear to heck. The best question people had is, how long does it take to refreeze this pizza so I could take it out? But if I say so, I got to the city. I did very, very well in finance. I paid cash for my apartment on Park and 75th. And in 9/11, I lost a lot of friends, and I was disillusioned. Sorry. I just said, screw it. I'm starting my own firm. If I stay in New York, I'm going to run out of money this fast. If I move to Miami, I'll run out of money this fast.
So is that where you moved, Miami? Because I lived in Boca Raton for 16 years.
That's where I met and moved to with my beautiful wife, Michelle Burke.
You met her in Boca?
We met online at a very conventional, popular dating site, and I actually said to myself, this joke is going out to her, you know, I probably had blown through all the inventory of dating in Miami, so I increased the radius, and she was like the first person that came up. I'm like, would I drive to Boca Raton to meet a girl?
Well,
and
that's who Jews, I met. Many more Jews in Boca than Miami.
Yes.
Many more. Yeah. We're almost all Jewish there.
I want to be careful how I articulate that. Yeah, you're right.
How long you married?
14 years.
14.
We have two daughters, 23 and 21.
Oh, God bless them. God bless them. I'll be 32 years on June 25th. 32 years.
I've seen that.
Well, I loved having you here today. I'm going to bring you back all the time now and continue speaking out there. You're one of our finest voices. You're a great-looking guy. You're successful. You got it all going for you. You got plenty of money. You got a place in Florida. You got a place in New York. You're exactly the Jewish guy that every Jew wants to be. So keep talking. Continued success. And we'll bring you back in very soon. Thank you for that bag. What is in that bag now from the Knick game last night?
I'm very fortunate to have great, great, great seats behind the home
you
bench.
You do have great seats.
And I love Marcella, my contact at the Knicks, and she brought me and my wife, Michelle, a whole bunch of Knicks merch, hats, T-shirts, and stuff. I heard about your son in particular, and I said, you know what? Why don't I bring it for Sid? And
oh, that's nice. Thank you. My son, Gabe, is a diehard Knicks fan. He's praying every day that they make a trade for Devin Booker. He wants somebody else.
No! Come on, we don't need Booker.
Listen, we look very good right now. Now, Boston's a different animal. Not that I've gotten us past Indiana yet. That's still going to be tough, but we'll see. We'll see. But it's great to see you. Great job this morning. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to come back.
Thank you for listening
to me, everybody.
Hey, and the website again one more time?
Truthtells.org.
Truthtells.org. His voice gets deeper. He's very sexy. Jeff Burke.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.